Hi, welcome to the Choose Happy with Marie show. I just love how you're choosing happy by listening to the show. In today's show, I'm sharing with you 5 hacks for activating happiness within 5 minutes. I know, it seems too good to be true. And kind of, that's correct. It's only meant to help you pivot from when you're feeling low and want to get out of the low mood. Come on in. It's time to equip you with a few hacks to help you when you're feeling low. Hey girlfriend, do you want to connect back to yourself and what you really want for your life? Are you finally done with the limiting stories and fear that stands in your way? Is the negative talk so loud that it sabotages you and lowers your self-confidence? Hi, I'm Marie. For the majority of my life, I lived in negativity that was often labeled as depression. My breakthrough happened when I learned the power of choosing happy. This podcast will give you tangible ways to finally ditch the negativity, improve your self-esteem, and take action for what you really want for your life. No more guilt, no more people-pleasing. Let's do this. We are choosing happy. Hi, how are you? It is almost the end of July. Like, wow, where did the summer go? I hope you're having a great summer so far. At the time of this episode going live, I will be in nature, camping with my family and hanging out on the beach. I love beach time. To me, the beach fixes everything. I love this quote about the beach. A day at the beach restores the soul. Well, that's my plan. I'd love to hear if you love beach days as well. Send me an email or connect with me on Instagram. The link will be in the show's notes. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for all of the emails that I've received to date. Just the other day, I decided to look at the statistics about the show, and I see there are listeners from all around the world. United States, Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom, Guatemala, Germany, Ireland, Spain, Sweden, France, Norway, Portugal, Japan, and this is only to name a few. It truly touches my heart that I'm able to connect with you in this way. I am so grateful to be on this Choose Happy journey with you. All right, let's get to today's training. Are you looking for pick-me-up tips to activate happiness? I've heard from a few of you asking me for hacks to feel happier. And you know that true happiness is not a hack, right? Regardless, I'm here to serve, so I did some research and I came up with 5 hacks you can do to activate happiness. Note, there is no guarantees. Sometimes we feel low, and that's okay. That's choosing happy because you're letting yourself feel how you're really feeling. Once you feel what you are feeling, you've processed that emotion that you're feeling, then you can apply one of these hacks, okay? You gotta feel the emotions first. Remember, happiness is not a destination, it's a journey. Let's get to these 5 hacks to activate happiness in 5 minutes. Here we go. Number 1, practice gratitude. This is one of my key go-to hacks. Saying thank you, whether to myself for something that is good in my life or to someone else, it always activates feelings of happiness. You see, gratitude is appreciation. It's a positive emotion. So it makes sense that it can instantly help you feel happier. Take a moment right now, look around you, and note the things that you see right now that you are grateful for, even if it's just a little thing. Number 2, the second hack, listen to positive music. This is another one of my go-tos. I have a few playlists saved in Spotify. Spotify is my go-to area of music for when I'm feeling low. If you can't save playlists of your favorite songs, write them down ahead of time and just have it nearby so that you know you can play them when you need a little lift, when you need an uplift. There are ready-made playlists on Spotify that I know of for moods, for example, so you can do that. I do find it works better if you pick positive music that you already know will help you versus something that's already arranged by someone else, but at least that's a starting point. Just having one song that you know is your go-to pick-me-up song, it can make you happier in 5 minutes, for sure. Give it a try. Hack number three, I like this one, watch a funny video. Entertaining videos can be easily found on the internet or in social media. You see them all the time. Just type in the words funny videos and just see what you can find. I did a search for when I was compiling this list for you and I just couldn't stop laughing for at least 5 minutes. The amount of dog videos and cat videos and kids, oh, it was hilarious. So if you're looking for just 5 minutes of just good fun, funny videos are definitely a good go-to. Hack number four, get moving. 100%, this always works for me. When I'm feeling low, I've told my husband to send me out for a walk. No questions, just get me outside and walking. I don't know if it's the fresh air or the change of scenery, seeing other people or moving our bodies, but it works. It changes the scenery, and something about moving our body just, it does help. I hear from the research or read from the research I did that it's even better if you do strenuous activities such as running or cycling or swimming. I know you might not feel like it, like when you're feeling really low, but just nudge yourself to get moving. And even if it's indoors, you could dance to your favorite song. You could do a few jumping jacks. If nothing else, wave your arms in the air. Anything that you can do to just move your body's energy. And then hack number five, get a 5 minute task completed. Sometimes when I'm feeling sluggish, I'll try to think of something that I can complete, I mean from start to finish, within 5 minutes. And I'll do that. And yes, it does work. There's something about accomplishing something that we've been meaning to do, that when it's finally done, it gives us a quick mood lift. Suggestions of what that could be: water your plants, vacuum a room, you could organize your purse or your wallet. By the way, I'm digressing a little bit, but did you know it's a good thing to clean and organize your wallet? A friend of mine mentioned this to me about a year ago, and I've been doing it ever since. Supposedly, tending to your wallet brings good financial energy. So that could be a 5 minute thing you could do, cleaning out your wallet or your purse. So these are just a few ideas for those of you who have asked me for happiness hacks. Remember, true happiness happens when we're living authentically and aligned with what we want for our life. So keep these happiness hacks in mind, but don't depend on them for continual happiness. And one more thing, I have a hack that I really like to turn to. You know, my love for affirmations. Well, it's the happiness affirmation that is in the Choose Happy Affirmation card deck. I first introduced it to you in episode number 2, titled Your Invitation to Choose Happy. And then I talked about it again in episode 29, 5 Choices You Can Make Every Day to Live a Happy and Fulfilling Life. And it had the happiness affirmation mentioned in that episode. It's actually the first card in the affirmation card deck, and I placed it there intentionally when I designed it. And the reason being, when I'm feeling low, I'll take out this card out of the card deck and I'll display it on the Canadian-made cedar wood stand that comes with it, where I can see it. And if I won't be sitting at that area, I'll put it in my wallet and I'll actually carry it around with me. If you don't have the card deck yet, here's the size of the cards. They're 5 by 7.5 inches. So they're not too big. You can easily add it to a wallet or to a small purse if you're carrying that around. Or you can even display it in your car on the dashboard. What matters is that you see it, that you have a visual reminder to remind you. And the affirmation goes like this. It's only 3 words, but they're pretty powerful. And it goes like this. I choose happy. Do you? If you do choose happy, that's the perfect card to be a visual reminder for you. It is always within your power to choose happy. When we choose happy, we are empowering ourselves to behave differently, to make a different choice. I know when we're feeling low, it can be so hard to get out of it. I've been there. Sometimes I still am there. I know what that dark hole can feel like. Just pick something that can bring you a little bit of happiness. One of the happiness hacks that I just mentioned are good starting points. But remember, they're a hack, they're not a solution. You can get this affirmation card in the sample pack when you download the Choose Happy sample affirmation card deck. You can easily print it out today if you have access to a printer and then display it right away or put it in your purse or in your car. The link to it will be in the show notes. I really hope this episode has given you some ideas that you can maybe write out on a post-it note or somewhere in your phone app so that you can look at it and remind yourself of what you can do to pivot how you're feeling within 5 minutes. I really hope they're helpful to you. I'd love to hear from you. You know my email is always open. Drop me a line. Love to hear from you. In the meantime, I'll see you in the Facebook group. And I also want to wish you a wonderful week choosing happy. Cheers!
If this episode inspired you to choose happy today, I invite you to share it with other girlfriends you know. They can access it through their podcast app. I'd also encourage you to leave a review for the show at Apple Podcasts to encourage more girlfriends to start living their lives the Choose Happy way. If you're looking for more, I invite you to come join us in the Choose Happy with Marie Facebook group, where I drop by several times a week with inspiring posts related to the episode. You can find the link in my show's notes. And finally, don't forget that you can purchase your very own Choose Happy affirmation card deck on my website at www.choosehappywithmarie.com. Have a great day and remember, choose happy.